We continue our study of the laws of Hanukkah. The next question we discuss in Halakha is the lighting of the menorah in the Bet Knesset. Maran clearly writes in Siman, Tafresh Ayin Aleph in Seif Zayin, that there is a minhag to light the menorah in the synagogue. And our custom, as we said, is to light it between Mincha and Arbit. A question is, when you're lighting it in the synagogue, where do you put the menorah, the placement of that menorah? So according to the halakha, we place it exactly where it was placed in the Beit HaMikdash, on the southern wall. That would be to the right of the Hechal, which is the southern wall. Okay, now we decide which wall you put it on, but which direction does the menorah face? There's a machloket on this as well. The halakha, we face the menorah east to west. Okay, so now we discussed the wall you put it on, we discussed the placement of the menorah, east to west in the Bet Knesset. Now the she'ela is, which light do you light first? So the Mishnah Berurah, in that same Siman Tafesh Ayin Aleph, writes that you light the first ner, the one that is closest to the Hechal. Which means, if you're standing, the Mishnah Berurah says, you stand with your back to the south. When you're lighting the menorah, your back is to the south and your front is to the north, as you're facing the menorah that way, and therefore you're lighting to your right the first night, which is the ner that is closest to the Aron Kodesh, and the subsequent nights you keep on adding and then you go left to right. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. However, the Kaf Ha'Aim Sofer, in the same Siman Tafesh Ayin Aleph Sif Katan Sam Mechtet, writes, Umihu, מנהג הספרדים המדליק בבית הכנסת עומד כנגד המנורה ופניו לדרום ומדליק דרך ימין ממזרח למערב. It's the custom of the Sephardim is to stand in front of the menorah, and therefore they light, again, the first ner to the extreme right, which is not going to be the ner that's closest to the Hechal, and then subsequently we add to the left and we light the subsequent lights left to right, and that is the menhag, and therefore one should be careful of this. Last but not least, the Mishnah Berurah does point out that when one is lighting the menorah, it should make a difference where he's standing at the time of the lighting menorah. Why it should make a difference where he's standing? Because we have a rule called En Ma'avirim Al HaMitzvot, that you're not supposed to skip over the mitzvot. And therefore we know, let's say on the second night, we light the ner to the left and then we go left to right. But if he's standing to the right of the menorah, so technically he has to pass over the first ner to get to the second. So now it's in Ma'avirim Al HaMitzvot. He passed over a mitzvah. So it's proper to position himself to stand to the left, so when he puts his hand out to light, he's going to hit the second candle first, and subsequently on the third, fourth, etc. Should always stand to the left, but not to the right, because then his hand's going to have to go over.